Good morning, everybody here in Orville and everybody from outside. Today is Monday, 27th of June, and mostly cloudy morning on 29 degrees Celsius here in Orville, with a forecast of cloudy and plenty of clouds over the night, with temperatures from low of 26 to high of 34, with heat index on 38 degrees Celsius. Chance on thunderstorm is on 24%. We can expect winds from west at 10 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 17 km per hour. Past Friday, 4.3 millimeters of rain has fallen in Orville. On Saturday, we had only traces, and yesterday, Sunday, 1.52 millimeters. And in all in June, we had 100.1 millimeters of rainfall measured by Charlie in Orgreen. Moon is vanning gibbous, illuminated on 57%. Police days will be soon over, so this week is still not much going on, but on Friday, 1st of July at 8 p.m. at Visitor Center, we are invited to the Vaso Solo Show Part 2, Intimate Revelations. Guest cook Henri, the previous one on 17th of June, has roasted for the AVI VIP, and this Friday, 1st of July, a new royal menu will be offered to them with more spices and chili powder. Then Daring Stuff, a dinner theater show in Globish, Global English with delicious insolent friendly style by Waz the Waiter. On Sunday, 3rd of July at 6 p.m. at Hiruvan by Shri Malashvara Temple, community members are invited to a Bharat Natyam dance program where six of children from our Amsatrani group are going to delight us with their classical Bharat Natyam dance program. Those children are P. Swarna Purani, N. Shalini, S. Sharmi, M. Domina, M. Roshini, and N. Harini. On 9th to 10th of July, between 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., we can participate in the Happy Sapiens workshop, where individuals who are connected with their inner resources or who are joy souls and are committed to the betterment of all are invited to this workshop to rediscover of the joy within. Participants will explore the moments of connectedness, joyfulness, and bliss through a blend of Raj Yoga, NLP, neuroscience-based experimental exercises. Workshop comprises of joyful interaction section, mental experiments, and vision of the future, self which is happier, healthier, and coherent. Participants will get a sense of hope, resourcefulness, and profound insights through this workshop. And anyone who is over 20 years old and feels a need to be happier should attend. And one who wants to live towards a better self, even non-Orvellians can attend. Pre-registration is advised, as seats are limited, and the contribution of the workshop is offered in the spirit of gift economy. So they don't ask for anything, but any contributions made will help them cover costs. The workshop will be going on at United Pavilion, unlimited seats. Here we got a couple of good news from the PTDC. And the first one is that since 21st, PTDC on very popular demand has extended its opening time until 5:30 p.m. So they hope that this will be helpful to many of us. So since last Tuesday, PTDC is open from between 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And secondly, they also share good news that thanks to the generosity and help of two very dear participants and supporters of PTDC, they will soon have a cold room to store vegetables and fruit and dairy produce. This will greatly improve their distribution of fresh produce in the afternoon, so they hope to have an equipment up and running by the middle of July. With this, they would also like to encourage members to come all through the day and not so much during the morning peak hours. So they sincerely hope to improve their efficiency and their service to us, and then thanking us for accompanying them. Orville Institute of Applied Technology Vocational Training, Orville Institute of Applied Technology, is now taking admission for 1 and 2 years vocational training courses affiliated to Central Government National Council of Vocational Training, NCVT. IAT is well known for project-oriented learning by doing and for its holistic approach in education, which includes personality building, interview techniques, and other extracurricular activities. Students who have passed 10th can join a course in electronic mechanic, civil draftsman, mechanical draftsman, fitter, all 2 years courses, or in computer hardware and networking and financial executive, These are one-year courses. TENTFIELD students can be admitted to one-year welder course affiliated to NCVT or in domestic electricians, which includes house wiring and maintenance of home appliances. After course completion, all candidates are eligible for one-year apprenticeship training in any subject-related company in Pondicherry or Tamil Nadu. During the apprenticeship training, students are eligible for stipends. Students joining these courses can also apply for educational loan. Apart from this vocational training, IAT is also offering special courses in German for students who have completed A grade and would like to study in Germany. And since the schools will soon open their doors, Aikido practice in Auroville. The Aikido dojo is located near Dea Shaktin and it's called Auroville Budokan. So after a month break, they will restart all classes on Tuesday 5th of July, early morning, with advanced students, and on Wednesday 6th of July with children and beginners. Savitri Bhavan, today at 6:30 p.m. there were screen meditations on Savitri Book 10, the Book of Double Twilight, Canto 1 to 4, the Dreamer of the Twilight of the Idea, the Gospel of the Death and Vanity of the Idea, the Debate of Love and Death, and the Dream Twilight of the Early Real. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m. there were screen an Indian biography thriller, Nirja, made in India 2016 by Ram Madhvani. And tomorrow they will screen Italian drama Terra Firma, made in Italy in 2011 by director Emanuele Cadese. On Wednesday we can see an interesting documentary, Kumare, made in USA in 2011 by director Vikram Gandhi. And the mother wrote, "Let your highest aspiration organize your life." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on honorableradio.org.